Yeah. I just made a whole band. I'm whipping on baby, no touch. I just made a whole band. From whipping on baby, no touch. My girl looking like she Brazilian. Making money, my ambition. I just made a whole band. From finesse and they caught me on dealing. I come to take over your village. Just stack my paper to the ceiling. I just made a whole band.
I earn my knots like I fought with my Tyson nigga. Play with my dog, get your dog like a vet. I never change up on my niggas like a whole tan. I never tan like a quarter. Hold up my big bad and that pussy water. I just want 100 bands. Never had shit, I want it fast. Uncle 40 told me that it's on the way. I can see that Bentley parked off in the driveway. Yeah, stack that paper like a Lego. Get these squares up out my circle like a waffle. I told my mama we gon' get 100 mil. I gotta get it for land in that coffin. And now these bitches pass around like an off. They jumpin' in and out her water like a dolphin. I said I gotta stay down, I'm tryna get it. I'm staying down like a midget. I just made a whole band and I won't stop. I'm moving forward, still playing on that block. Not talking candy, man, I'm trying to get that payday. I'm all about my Benjamin like Craig and Day-Day. But when they catch, I raise my hand like the Nene. Since I'm getting cat like a clock to hang around. I came in with you nigga like KKK. How these niggas fake?
Yeah. I just made a whole band. From whipping on baby, no children on baby. My girl looking like she Brazilian. Making money, my ambition. I just made a whole band. From finesse and they call me your villain. I come to take over your village. Just stack my paper to the ceiling. I just made a whole band. From whipping on baby, no children on baby. My girl looking like she Brazilian. Making money, my ambition. I just made a whole band. From finesse and they call me your villain. I come to take over your village. Just stack my paper to the ceiling. I just made a whole band.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Ladies and gents, back by popular demand.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Let's do it again! Ang susunod na palabas ay Rated PG.
This is Barack Obama. Support grown folks' business.
All right. You guys are here for another episode of Grown Folks Business. What's happening?
So, whoa. What'd it do?
Man, this week, right here. What's
happening, man?
Woo-wee. Lord, have mercy. I just gonna tell America to pray for me because I'm on the verge, boy. I'm about to get ready to catch a case in a minute.
Lord, have mercy.
Right on. We got an exciting show this Saturday for you guys. Secret Dimension Jovan is going to be here at 12:30, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about what he got going on. And we're going to be glad to have him back because last time he was here, his music wasn't going through that well. So, we had to ask him to come back so he can have a chance for the world to hear some of that good stuff he got. All right? So, D-Ham, what's your weekend like? What you got planned?
I think we're going to, since we got such nice weather out here this weekend, finally. So crazy weather. I guess, you know, I'm thinking about taking the kids to the park and have a picnic or something, you know what I'm saying, for the day. Chill with the kids. Got church tomorrow, so I ain't really doing too much.
Okay.
Shout out to God.
Okay, you guys, we got Lala with us too. We're going to introduce her, bring her in here. Lala, how you doing, love?
How y'all doing?
I'm great. All right, what's up with it?
Like the animals and shit.
Yeah, so. Yeah. You got the TV turned
all right.
up.
I got somebody's TV going on. Yeah. Okay, Guy, hey, Rue, what you got going on this weekend?
Oh, man, I'm going to try to hook up with one of my naked friends, man, this week, you know?
Okay. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, see if I can't save some money, man, on laundry this weekend.
Okay. I know that's real. Showing up.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, this is a big controversy going on with Pepsi right now. They're getting a lot of highlights online and on the news and everything about this commercial. Has everybody seen the Pepsi commercial?
Yeah.
I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, for the controversial advertisement that brought the imagery from Black Lives Matter movement, and after a day of intense criticism from people who said it trivialized the widespread protests against the killings of black people by police. Now, the company responded on Wednesday saying Pepsi was trying to project a global message of unity, peace, and understanding. Clearly, we missed the mark and apologized. We did not intend to make light of any serious issues. And we are pulling the content and halting any further rollout. And that's via New York Times. So, you guys, did you think it was, did you think it trivialized Black Lives Matter and the movement, the commercial itself? How did it look to you guys? Now, I'm going to start with Heyru.
I mean, it was actually, man, it involved like a variety of different movements were involved in it. And I mean, I saw it as like, you know, being a global protest, man, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it actually, to me, I got the point. You feel what I'm saying? But I'm not touchy-feely now, man. We live in a society, man, which everybody feels like their opinion is the only one, man, that can be, you know what I'm saying, put out there. You feel me? It's like we living in, well, we starting to stifle, like, creativity. We starting to stifle other people's voices so that our voice can be heard. And, I mean, I feel you. Everybody should be heard, man, but that doesn't mean that other people can't be heard. if you ever felt like nobody was listening to you, then the last thing you want to do is start putting it out there that I don't want to hear what you got to say.
Right.
So, you know, that's my thing. I mean, it wasn't all that extra controversial to me, man. It was like a basic commercial, man, to show protest and show people getting involved in the protest. And then the standoff with the police, man, you know what I'm saying? And the pushing forward. I mean, it's actually projected imagery that has existed that's online right now. People that are in the protest, that one person that's like the police, just police doing their job, man. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not going to be one of them people, man, that's like, you know, what's the alternative? You know, people, the police ain't shit. Okay, get rid of the police. And then do what? Do what? I mean, because motherfuckers going to steal. They're going to keep selling drugs. They're going to keep killing. They're going to keep robbing, raping, kidnapping. They're going to keep doing that. Who going to police that? You know, so I mean, I didn't find the commercial all that extra controversial. Man, I just felt like it was a voice, you know, a image.
Okay.
Man, people took it personal. People took it the wrong way. I mean, that's how it is, man. Everything is taken the wrong way now. You know, people going to be having something to say to me later on, man, about, you know, what I'm saying right now. But I give two fucks.
Mm-hmm.
This is my personal opinion.
Right.
That was Pepsi's opinion, man, you know, but they in the market of selling the product, so they have to, you know, try to hit their target audience, and clearly they missed the mark they was trying to do because people stopped buying, and that, you know, so they have to come and apologize and all that. I know, I'm not selling you shit.
Right.
So, you know.
Absolutely. Okay. Lala, what's your thought? What's my thought on what? What's your thoughts on the Pepsi commercial?
I think that shit bogus.
Yeah,
it really, because they're gonna sit here and like try to magnify the situation. You know what I'm saying? We trying to do something about it, and they keep trying to take us back. So I think that shit bogus.
Okay. All right, Ham.
Well, you know, I didn't find anything completely wrong with the commercial, but the controversy that I was hearing about this commercial was the fact that they used Kylie Jenner to be the one to hand somebody the Pepsi. This is what I heard. People was making a controversy about them using her. So apparently, if they would have used a black person, a black woman, or anything, it would have been okay. The only problem that I've heard about the commercial
the
now,
purpose.
People. Right, but people have been giving, like they said, Kyler has been taking a lot of flack behind this commercial. When I feel like, why you give her the flack? Give it to Pepsi, because it's Pepsi's commercial. They just asked her to do it. She went for the money. I ain't mad at her because she went and got her money. But, I mean, the commercial itself, I mean, it's not, I don't think it's just like over the top as some people try, you know, as most people. Like, hey, Ruth said, most people try to make things today be over the top. And I always feel like it's to cover up for something bigger. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, why are we making such a big thing about this? A commercial. It's a commercial. It's probably going to be on TV for about a month or two, and then it ain't going to be on TV no more. Everybody going to even think about that commercial. Probably about another 2-3 weeks, commercial going to be all forgot about.
Well, to me, really, it was too long, first of all, to be a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
It was too long to me. But then, you know, I looked at the I think it depends on what type of eyes you're looking through when you see it. You know what I'm saying? Now, the highlight of the commercial where they say the white woman walks up and hands the white cop Pepsi as if to say, good job out here. Is defeating the purpose of what black people are saying as far as y'all out here killing us. And we just trying to protest and make a stand on that. So I think that was the way that was going as far as the way it looked. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say the funny thing about that is the same people tripped out when the brother went into a real life, when the brother went out and hugged the cop, man, like as if saying, like, look, we know all of y'all not killing us. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We know all of y'all not killing us, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like the thing, like it just goes back to what I was saying,
man. That's why I say it depends on
quick.
What eyes you look through. What type of eyes
exactly.
You're looking through when you see it. Because I
That's
understand Pepsi's you know, because just a glance at it, if you don't just dissect it, and who sat at home and dissected it like this, I have no idea.
Man,
but,
conspiracy man.
Right. We used to see commercials like that all the time when we was kids. You know, that was We Are the World type of stuff. You know,
Exactly.
I think that's where they was going with it. And to look at it with innocent eyes, it would be a perfect commercial for Pepsi. You know, it just went bad. And I feel like they spent a lot of money that they hate they spent now, you know, because they can't even play the commercial without somebody being mad about it. But
exactly.
You know, it is what it is.
They had to take the commercial completely off.
But, you know, that's the difference between being conscious and being woke. You know, conscious people, man, is thinking that seeing everything for what it is, mean commenting and doing all this. Woke people understand, man, that it's way bigger than that, and sometimes shit just is what it is. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the history of Pepsi and their commercials, you go back, they had the same thing going on, man, when they had the little love and peace when they was killing kids of all races at colleges because they were saying they was communists because they were protesting against the government and against the war. When they shot up them kids,
mm-hmm.
they made the commercial with the girl walking out there putting the flower in the police in the gun barrel. You know what I'm saying? It's like people, man, don't understand that everything you see in these commercials is just a repeat of something that they already had in the commercial, man, because nothing is changing in society. Everything is repeating. It's just the faces that are different. Nobody protested,
mm-hmm.
man, when you can't see a black family eating cereal on Cheerio commercial, but you will see a black, white family mixed in with a dog and everybody, like the constant blend. You see everything out there, man. It's like people are taking stuff too serious, man, you know what I'm saying? And that's what's dividing us. The country is becoming so polarized, man, that people are becoming lost. Everybody is like, don't listen to your voice, listen to my voice. And that's just making things worse. You feel what I'm saying? That's why black people is having problems. That's why the women's movement is having problems. Women had this big giant march. All the women showed up, but any woman that didn't believe in pro-life or had opposite, she wasn't allowed to speak. That's like, man, if we have a Black Lives Matter,
right.
man, a black Republican should be allowed to speak. If we have all black men, every black man that believes in whatever he believes in has a right to believe what he believes in, and everybody should be allowed to speak and have their opinion. It shouldn't be like only some black men. Everything is so polarized. People just want to focus on what I'm talking about. That's it. That's all. And if you ain't talking about what I'm talking about, then we ain't cool. Feel what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? And it got worse. The same thing happened with Obama. It's so obvious to us now because we're on the opposite side of it. But that's how white people felt, man, when Obama, that's not my president. All this stuff is just becoming more visible. It's been building for 16 years, or for 8 years, and now it's just going more and more. It's like, man, if it ain't what I wanted, I ain't with it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
In the hot, you know, parents cooking four meals because they got four kids, every kid eating something different. That's what kind of society
right.
we live in. So that's why the Pepsi commercial and every commercial like that from here on out is going to be judged by that. If I was Pepsi, I'd have kept it up there. I wouldn't have took it down. Because when you start
right.
buckling, they're going to keep making you buckle.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know if they took, maybe they took like a hit when the commercial dropped that's the only way that usually drives a public
right.
apology.
You're right, though.
Is when something has jarred
money.
Your image or jarred a chance of you making some money off of your product. So you got to make a public apology, and your lawyer is going to advise you to do it. Your sponsors are going to advise you to do it.
Yeah, of course.
Because you don't want to keep those, or you're going to go
belly
up.
That's 100. But at the end of the day, most people protesting and talking, they don't even drink Pepsi.
No, they don't.
They don't even drink
they
Pepsi.
Don't. I believe
that.
Because I
don't.
The sweet and nasty is too sweet for me. I don't care for
look,
it myself.
The coolest thing is they get more like exposure, though, just by they don't have to play the commercial. Everybody else playing the commercial. They don't even have to play it. Everybody playing. You see it everywhere. Every news program playing it. TMZ done showed it like 10 times. So they getting their mileage out of it. They getting their money out of it, man, the controversy. Because everybody that hate what's going on, that means it's other people who love what's going on. Other people. It's how many people having that conversation saying what I said. People taking it too serious, man. I drink Pepsi. I'm going to keep on drinking Pepsi. You know, they had the protests about the Clydesdale horses and the Budweiser commercial. The animal rights people was talking about it. They tired of them using the horses in the commercial to sell beer. People going to protest whatever they protest, man. This shit is becoming too petty now, man.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
So what's the next topic we got popping?
Okay. The next topic was brought to my attention by D. Ham, and it's kind of a topic that's floating around on the internet. And it is basically asking the question, is squirting and peeing the same thing? Now, squirting has two different definitions. In the text that they mean, no, it's not the same as peeing, because squirting is female ejaculation and peeing is discharge of urine and passing water. But those two things are totally different things that can happen. And if you got somebody that's out here peeing on you, giving you a golden shower, you should be able to tell the difference between a golden shower and, you know, the other stuff.
I mean, first and foremost, the smell is different, man. Now, the argument that people mostly the argument that people making mostly is that, you know, oh, it's pee in it. Of course it is. Every fluid that comes out of a woman's vagina, from her menstruation cycle to the regular orgasm, has urine in it. I mean, that's what her body down there is doing. The same thing with men. It got blood and all kind of other stuff in it. A man's semen got blood and all kind of other stuff in it. It's like, man, people want to dissect stuff, man. Like, if I'm eating some food and it's good, man, I'm not finna ask you. I don't need to know that you put dog meat in here. If it's good, I'm enjoying the meal, man. I'm not tripping. You got people having these arguments. People that can't do stuff want to say that something is wrong with it. That's why they don't do it, or they want to knock other people.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody want to break down all the fun stuff. They want to take the fun out of everything, man. They want to take the fun out of everything. It's too dangerous outside. That's why I let my kids sit in the room all day on a computer. Man, danger is coming into your house through that computer, man. The world is a dangerous place now. You just got to enjoy life, man, and be on guard. At the end of the day, that's what it is, man. If you go down a dark alley, take a flashlight, man, and keep on pushing.
Right on. Okay, you guys, we got Rock in the house with us. What's going on?
Hey, what's happening? Sorry I'm late. I had to do something with the church, and I hurry up and got out of there. And I'm on the air, and it sounds like y'all talk about female ejaculating, or what people consider squirting. This is my thing with that. I love squirters. I don't give a damn what come out. I love squirters. That's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that's just me. Now, everybody ain't like me. You know what I'm saying? Some people prefer the creamy. Or the cream, but it's just real creamy. You know what I'm saying? You know, some prefer just, you know, the real wet. You know what I'm talking about? But me, I love squirters. I don't care how they squirt. I don't care if they shoot it. I don't care if they sprinkle it. I don't care if they drip drop it. God damn it, skeet that shit. You know what I'm talking about?
Are you able to determine the difference between squirting and peeing? Because that's the actual question. Is squirting and peeing the same thing? And squirting and peeing
No, it's not. When a woman urinates, it's yellow, and you can smell it. Now, when a woman squirts, it's not a distinct smell where it's just an odor. You know what I'm saying? Plies had that way to say, you know, the pussy tastes like water. That's basically what it tastes like, water. You know what I'm saying? Because that's pretty much what it is. You know what I'm saying? Now,
peeing,
you know if a motherfucker peeing on you or not, man. Come on, man. People need to stop that shit. Just like Hey Rue was saying, they take the fun out of shit. And you don't want to break it down and dissect everything and make everything, you know, that's good sound bad. You know what I'm saying? Now, if a woman is peeing, now something's wrong with her. Something's really wrong with her. She needs to go to the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? But a woman can squirt on me all day long because I know where it's coming from. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, now I wouldn't. You know, the question baffled me, because the majority of people I see asking the question is females. Like, and I'm like, maybe you don't know your own body. You better leave sex alone.
Because you don't know what's going on with yourself. You need to leave the sex game alone and find out you first before you decide. Because, you know, they get younger and younger today with this, oh, I'm gay, or, oh, I'm so ready to have sex, oh, I want kids and all this. And, man, you don't want that. You don't want them problems. You know, well, y'all ain't ready for them. If you asking yourself, if I squirt, am I peeing on a nigga or am I squirt? If you asking that question as a female, please stay celibate. Do not have sex yet until you figure that shit out. Because, you know what I'm saying? Because you need to learn your fucking body first before you decide you want to jump in the bed with somebody else.
Right.
I mean, I heard.
Squirt is like an orgasm. It's going to happen with everybody.
Yeah, it's like the sensation and the feeling is different.
Things. It takes certain things to happen to it. It just doesn't happen like that. You gotta certain things for that to pop off. And it's different with every woman. So you just can't say hit off in this area or, you know, curve it to this way and hit this side. It ain't like that. It's not like that. It's a beautiful experience for everybody. And if a woman knows the key to what makes her do that, then she has fully experienced her body, and she knows her body. And that's if you like a freak, that's the best type of woman to get.
You got to overcome fear too to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the thing about it. It does give you the sensation. A woman does experience the sensation that she got to pee prior to. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like that's what it is. It's like it's a matter of trusting yourself and understanding yourself, man. You know, a lot of women don't do that. Like women nowadays, man, has done got caught up in this. Like, oh man, I don't touch myself. That's a man's job. You know, that's desperate. Only desperate people masturbate. And,
that's the craziest shit I ever heard in my life.
That's a man's job. I don't touch myself. That's desperate. I'm like, how you gonna enjoy life, man? How you gonna enjoy something you don't play with it? Like, you don't even.
How you gonna know what it's like?
Damn, man, it's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. These females out here lost, man. Some of these females out here, they lost, man. And it's like, ain't nobody helping them
they're trying to be too young, man. They focusing on the wrong thing, too young, man. Because I'm telling you, man, it's like a little girl, man, 7, 8 years old, in the seventh grade, talking about I'm bisexual and all this. You ain't no sexual. That's what the hell you should be.
No sexual.
You don't know nothing about life right now, man. You know, you trying to have some grown people problems, man, and you ain't even a grown person. You know, that's why we got all of this. And then when she get pregnant, she gonna raise a child that don't know nothing because she don't know nothing. Ain't nobody taught her nothing, so she ain't taught nobody. Man.
Right.
It's like, man, you doing all of this stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's like everybody trying to be grown so fast. They want to be grown so fast, man. It's like an experiment because we got society pushing all these pressures, all of this stuff, man. I mean, I can't speak for nobody else. Porn ain't always been this accessible to everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You couldn't always get porn at the click of your finger, man. I'm talking about of any kind. You know what I'm saying? They got porn apps now. You know what I'm saying? They got all of this. It's like just press a button and it just pop up and just start playing. Like just, you know what I'm saying? Like it just one after another, man. It just eat up your data. You know what I'm saying? It's like this is the madness that we deal with, and it's just all different kind of stuff, man. It's so crazy out there and so confusing. People is just trisexuals. You know what I'm saying? They just trying anything. Just do whatever, man. Whatever, however. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I don't know. You know, it's like, it don't make sense.
All right,
guys. Shit, phone call.
We're going to have our guest coming in the building here. Secret Dimension Jovan is in the building. And we're going to pull him in here, have a little chat. How you doing, sir?
Yeah, doing fine.
Okay.
Hey. You're in the house.
Yeah, man.
What's happening?
Business again.
Hey, what's up now?
Shall we say? All right, now, this is the last time you were with us. The first time you were here, we were trying to get some of your music together, and we didn't get a chance to play it, so we wanted you to come back
And since you've been gone, what's been going on with Jovan? What's happening? What are you working on?
Well, I'm working on a little bit of this and that, and you know, and trying to polish up a few more things, you know. Other than that, and
okay.
Ain't too much going on, but you know, still working on what I already have, and plus I have other tracks that I'm working on. Been finished with, but I got to do some touching up and everything, you know.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. So,
Jovan
is
speaking that billionaire language. Hey, everything top secret, you know, like I got a couple of things, you know, then whatchamacallit, some things, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, for, like y'all gotta wait till it drop, man. Y'all ain't get nothing till it drop.
Yeah,
man.
Y'all ain't, no info on it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there you go. But anyway, I've been enjoying your show. Got a nice show, Bird, and all your guests and artists you've been having on. Everybody
okay.
Good.
Thanks.
I like that.
Appreciate that. All right,
so appreciate you.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm going to pass the microphone over to D-Ham and get his questions for Jovan.
All right.
Man, what's going on, man? I would like to welcome you to Grown Folks Business once again. You know, we over here, we're doing our thing as always. I just got one for you, man. How do you handle your critics? Like, do you not pay attention to it?
How do you handle your critics? Like, do you not pay attention to it? Do you kind of look at it and do you take some of the, if it's good advice, do you take some of that advice or do you just kind of push it all to the side? How do you handle your critics? Because, I mean, I feel like everybody has critics.
Yeah, that's right. I have them a critic pretty good because some advice be good and some advice be negative, but I don't learn to handle with that, you know, and everything. And like I say, I be looking for critic, you know, to give me some input.
Right.
What if I don't want everybody to say, hey, look good? I want to hear some bad too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I can deal with critic, you know, and everything,
okay.
You know. Yep. I can deal with that pretty good.
That's what's up.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all I got for you, man. I just wanted to know how people deal with their critics, you know. So I'm passing on back to Tweety B and let her go on to the next one.
Okay,
all right, let's see who we got. Rob, you up there. First of all, thank you for stopping through the Grown Folks Business, you know what I'm saying, lending us some of your time and your talent, you know what I'm saying, and just to come through and chop it up with us, man. We just want to know
you. Okay, you guys, we lost Rock on the line. I don't know what happened with that. So we're going to move it on to the guy, Hey Ruth. Okay, do you have the guy, Hey Ruth?
Uh-oh, looks like we're losing everybody. What's going on?
No, I'm here, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like I was over here worried about my boy, man. What that happened? You care about the church too fast, man. You know what I'm saying? It hexed his phone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She can't get it. So, now, man, I mean, other than basic stuff, man, it's like, you know, as far as like what advice would you have for somebody, man, who want to maintain longevity, man, in the music business, man, and keep on pushing forward, man, you know?
Well, the main thing for someone that just want to push forward and that's what they want to do is, like my man said a while ago, you got to be able to accept the credit, you know, and things like that, put it in your heart, that's what you want to do, but you don't let negative keep you from doing what you want to do. You keep on doing what you're doing, because there's a lot of negative out there, too. And like I say, especially when you're working on a project by yourself or either with a group, you know, you got to be, everybody got to be on the same level. You can't pull apart from each other, you know, and if you're in a group and you know you got to tell them, you keep on doing what you're doing, you know, and while you're doing it, you don't hate while you're doing it. Do what you got to do and put your best work into it.
Okay, okay.
I feel like it will.
My next question is, man, you know what I'm saying, is what is the goal? Is success the goal or is making music the goal?
With depending on like what you got in your mind, is that what you want to do? You want to make a goal of it, and success in the music. You got to love the success of what you're doing. If you love that, I feel like you can make a goal of it. If you love what you're doing, if you don't love what you're doing, you ain't gonna make no goal of it. You got to like what you're doing. You got to love it. And then you'll get success out of it.
No, what I'm asking, man, is like, you know what I'm talking, when I speak of success, I'm speaking like, you know, of financial gain, man, of, you know what I'm saying, celebrity status, of, you know, the accolades, of, you know, the awards and, you know, the platinum records and, you know, all of those things. You know what I'm saying? Is that like your goal or is your goal just to make good music?
Well, you know, I had that as a goal, you know, but if I don't make it that far, you know, my goal is my music, you know. But if that happens, you know, that's what I would like for my goal to be, you know. But like I said,
my goal is my music, you know. I got one more question for you, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, is there ever a time in which you feel like, you know, I done did as much as I can do in music, I need to, you know, just stop doing this here? Would that, you think there'll ever come a time when you feel like that?
Well, I put it like this, I ain't never really felt like that, but, you know, I know here's a time gonna come when you want to stop, but, you know, I like doing what I'm doing, and plus, it ain't harming me or what I'm doing, and plus it's not harming nobody else or what I'm doing. You know, I'm satisfied what I'm doing, whether I go any further with it or not. You know, I just doing it, you know, because, you know, I just like doing it, you know. But I know one day here to stop, but right now, you know, I just love doing it.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Yeah. You know, well, I'm going to pass the mic on, man, to, you know what I'm saying, Tweety B, man. Let her, you know, keep things moving.
Okay, then. Thank you for the old question.
All right, then. We got to move it right along here. Now, we've been waiting since the last time we spoke to you to hear some of your music. And I do have a couple of your tracks over here. So I have Stole From Me, Lady in Red. If you're single, if you're not single, don't get mad. So which one would you like to get into first?
Well, don't too much matter with me, you know, but let's see. I tell you what, the one that, let's do, if you're not single, don't get mad. You know, Vince, you and I collaborated on some of that.
Okay. All right. We're going to play
Let's hit that, you know.
If you're not single, don't get mad. Secret Dimension Joe Bond in the house, and we'll be back in just a minute. Don't go nowhere, y'all.
Yeah. Looking for a night of fun and action. Go, girl.
You can do a Stole From Me, so everybody, you know, now you got my style, you know.
Yeah. I'm rocking with you, man. That's
Jovan style. That's my style there, you know.
I'm rocking with you, baby. I got you. I like you. Let's go.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. Stole From Me. Yeah, sometimes you have a lady in your life always stealing something from you.
Okay. All right, we're going to get to it right now. Did you admit to Joe Bond stole from me?
Yeah, she done stole from me.
Me.
To go buy me a Duke. Go buy me a Duke, yeah. And put it on my head. Man, that boy had me back in them days, man. I didn't think nobody would ever even bring that sound back like that, man. I ain't mad at you, bro. You stepped out on this one, though. Like, for real, you stepped out on this.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you for that.
That's my style, though, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I ain't knocking it at all. I'm digging it because, you know, I mean, like, this 2017, that kind of take you back in them days right there, that your style of music and everything.
Right.
It takes you back in them days, like, when Don Cornelius first started and all of that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, it take you back to that time. Like, ain't nothing wrong with that. We probably need a little bit of that in the music world today. Like, for real.
Yeah,
it ain't going to hurt. I mean, with the music we got today, because you barely can understand anything anybody's saying today when they rapping or whatever. I mean, it ain't going to hurt. It ain't going to hurt. Trust me. It ain't going to hurt.
That's right.
That's what's up.
Appreciate the compliment.
That's what's up. Yeah. All right, Jovan, we want to say thank you so much for coming through to hang out with us. We're not going to hold you and keep you here too long. But before you leave, I would like to, for you to tell everybody how they can get a hold to you for features, or if they want to book you for a show, how can they get a hold to Secret Dimension Jovan?
Well, you can hook me up through my email is ihatethatabout you@yahoo.com.
Okay.
And my contact is Brooklyn Jovan, and my number 334-524-0489. Just hit me up on my email. I use that number that I just gave you. I hate that about you at yahoo.com. And plus I have a Gmail too, Jovan1. That's number one, secret@gmail.com.
And that's what's up, everybody. Make sure you jot that information down. And if you don't have all of it, you can go back and listen to the show once we get done and get that information down. We just want to say thank you again so much for coming through to hang out with us.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I appreciate the young men that I talk with. Thank them, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Already. Thank you for coming through.
Okay.
Thank you too. So y'all have a.
My bad, Joseph. I thought he was talking. Yeah, my bad. I'm assuming he said for us to have a nice day, so we will do that, and you do the same.
All right.
Topic. God, hey, we'll give us something.
Oh man, well you know I've been wanting to talk about this whole new thing, Women feel like they have to be obligated to be like the strong person in a relationship, man. You know what I mean? It's like women keep saying nowadays, man, ain't no good man out there, ain't no strong man out there. And that and this.
I'm sorry. Hey, say that part over again.
No, I'm saying it's like how women talk about like men. Like it's no strong men out there, but it's like women so busy, man, trying to be strong and carry the whole relationship. They're not even opening the door up for a man to try to be strong. They want to do everything for themselves. Like, you know, do y'all think that times are changing in which, you know, maybe women need to like step not back a little bit, but like pause and like reflect and rethink some of the things they think as far as like relationships and stuff like that.
Okay. D-Ham, you want to chop it up a little bit on that topic?
I kind of feel him on that one because, you know, I understand that the women's right movement, you know, it's changed a lot and women's rights have elevated over time. But some women, I can't put it on all women, but some women take it in. I mean, they take it in and they use it to the maximum of power. Like, I mean, in relationships now, it's more or less like men are taking the back seat and let women be the head of the house.
And I don't understand when it flipped like this, when times have changed. I don't know if it's the fact that it's single parent homes, or the male is not in the life, or whatever is going on, whatever the situation is. Which to me would be the main point is the fact that you have a lot of young male men growing up with just a mama. You know what I'm saying? And yes, a woman can create a man, but she can't make him a man. You know what I'm saying? It takes another man to teach him how to be a man. And if he don't have that figure in the household, then he gonna adapt to the woman way, because that's the way that he is raised and he has learned, and that's what he's seen, because he has not have a male figure in his life. So as they get older, it's more or less, well, shoot, I need to find me my mama. You know, so now the dudes is going out here actually looking for their mama, like chicks who's gonna treat them like their mama treat them. And a lot of these females, they taking on that role because a bunch of them, they just feel like, oh, I want to be a parent so bad that, yes, I'm going to give me a man, or I'm supposed to be a man, and, yeah, I'm going to run him and tell him what to do. And yeah, we're going to. And some guys is like, okay, yeah, that's what I want. You know what I'm saying? So it's like men have over the time given women that power because – I feel, strictly my opinion, because of the lack of male figures and male men taking on their responsibilities as they create them. So I think it's a lot to do with that.
Okay. Well, me, I'm old-fashioned, all right? I'm old-fashioned to the T. I like to let a man be a man. If he want to go to work
right.
and he want to do everything, goddamn it, you got my pass. Go ahead on and do that. If it's something that I need to do independently, I know how to go out there and do that, and it shouldn't be no problem when you get mine when you go on to get yours. And that's just how I feel about it, you know. And the modern woman, you have, to me personally, through my eyes, I feel like you diminish the male figure, the man, is what we know a man to be. Like, you're almost taking up that whole position and leaving him no space to be a man, you know, to feel, you know, like, hey, I was here first. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, to me, I feel like it's gotten out of hand with the all-woman power, independency thing. It's them blew out of proportion with some women. Some women cannot even relax themselves enough to appreciate a man, you know, because I don't need a man. I can do it by myself. Anything he can do for me, I can do it for myself, you know, and it's just,
right.
That's not what it's all about. It's not about competition. It's about who can do what. You know, you're supposed to be somewhere in there loving each other and trying to build something and have something together. So that's my thought on it. But this is what I want to know, since we are on this kind of topic here. I'm going to take it a little bit further. Do you think, like, 2017 females, do you think the size of the penis matters? Like, does a small penis have a chance in 2017?
I think that, you know, let me just say it. I was gonna say on the last topic, then I'm gonna touch on that. My thing is, like,
okay,
I notice women, they meet a dude, and they want a dude to be like this tatted, dreadhead thug with a business degree. You know what I'm saying? With a huge penis, with, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
With basketball skills, football skills, a dope dealer, trap guy who can rap. You feel what I'm saying? And then when they get a guy that fits that mold, they want to treat him like a bitch. And then when he leaves,
right.
it's because niggas ain't no good. Or if he stay because he love them and he see that they hurt and he want to try to work through it with them,
he's weak.
Like, the longer he stay and the more he accept from them, the less attractive they are because he a weak dude. You feel what
he
I'm saying?
Dead.
So it's like
you
break a dude down. And it's like, it's sad because I have come to understand this in today's society. Didn't used to be like that, but in today's society, you cannot argue with a woman on no level about nothing, because the minute that they say that disrespectful thing, the relationship is over. When she say you a bitch ass nigga, you have to leave her, because as much as you want to stay, as much as she wants you to stay, you will never stop being a bitch ass nigga.
Right.
Right.
I mean, it's out there.
Right.
She said it. You accepted it. That mean it's true. Y'all go through them periods.
That mean it's true.
Where it's cool. Same thing. If you argue and you a stupid bitch, it'll be some periods of time, but you can never tell her she wrong about nothing, because she's going to throw up in your face, oh, I get it. You right. I'm wrong. I can't know nothing because I'm a stupid bitch, though, right? Because I'm a stupid bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like the relationship is over, and people don't understand. It's like a man doesn't have a problem, or a woman doesn't have a problem with having that conversation with you, but let's not yell. Let's take a step back so that we can communicate, and I ain't got to disrespect you, and I ain't got to worry about you disrespecting me, you know. But I just wanted to say that about it. But as far as, like, penis size, I think, man, you know, nowadays things are changing. Like, the conversation that I'm hearing from females is, like, they're not trying to have no dude wreck them. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
They're not trying to have nothing that, you know what I'm saying, that's going to prevent them from being able to enjoy anything else. You know, it's like the sister said on Comic View a while back. When you telling a chick you way down here banging at your knee, she said, you telling me you all up in here. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like she ain't trying to have no dude, you know what I'm saying, coming through, want to be touching her heart in that way. So, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I think
right.
The dude, man, I think average is pulling ahead. You know what I'm saying? Average is like inching up there with, you know, with regular dudes. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking a dude is cool with average. I don't know. I'm not a woman, man, but I'm just saying the conversations that I'm hearing from females, they be like, I don't, you know, 12 inches used to be something a dude say, and chicks be like, oh, man, really? Now it's like, go that way. You know what I'm saying?
See there. Okay. Yeah, what do you think? Does a small penis have a chance in 2017?
I think penis sizes don't matter in 2017 as much as giving head. I think that kind of took over with the size. If you can eat some pussy, it don't matter what size your penis is. Because I mean, this is from what I have seen and everything. Because you know, most females first thing they gonna hit you with you eat pussy, you gonna give me some head. What's up with that? You know what I'm saying? I want to see what that's like. You know what I'm saying? Like, most females won't even let you do nothing with them if you ain't going to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And they won't have a problem with telling you that. They don't have a problem with saying, hey, you don't give me no head. We can't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, it's I think the size thing has passed now. You know what I'm saying? I think most females have come to the terminology that the only females who's really taking these gigantic motherfuckers is porn stars. So, you know what I'm saying? They doing it on the regular is a motherfucking porn star. And y'all ain't ready to be porn stars. So, I just think the whole giving head has taken over the size of the penis and all that stuff. So, I think that's the main topic now of today is, can you give head?
Okay. All right. Well, I was just asking because, like, you know, on Facebook and these other little sites, they have these little groups or chat rooms or whatever, and the main topic seems to be, oh, I got a big penis, or the big penis. And the guy with small penis, he ain't coming like that. You know, so I'm just wondering, does a guy with one even have a chance? And we got somebody on the line, you guys, that want to get in here. 6916 is the last four of your digits. Who do we have?
Oh, hello, everybody. I am LaToya. I just wanted to interject on the conversation. Well, first, as far as size, if you really care about somebody, size shouldn't matter. That's just my opinion. Just like me, per se, I don't really think about that, being that I am married, so therefore I don't have to worry about size because I'm with the same person. They've had the same size,
right.
And that's what that is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot of the single friends that I do have, I don't really hear anybody talking about size anymore. So, to me, it really doesn't matter. It's just how the dude is, how his personality is. Now, you can't have a small one and be walking around here like you big dicking, and you know, you want to just shoot the shit because you're going to get talked about. That's just a woman being a woman. That's just what that is.
Right.
Now, as far as the topic of a woman letting a man be a man, just from listening to the show, I love you guys. Y'all are awesome. I don't listen every time, but every once in a while, I do listen and I do catch it. But with the topic of a man being a man, in my personal opinion, I love a man that takes charge. I love a man that is going to be there and be the provider, be the leader, be the protector, be everything. But my issue with that is a lot of men, especially in 2017, they want to pick and choose when they want to be a man. Like, that's just my opinion. A lot of men that I see, like, in certain situations, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, bills are due or something needs to be done. Okay, we're a team. We need to work together. But in my opinion, especially with the way that I was brought up, the man takes care of that, and the woman is his assistant pretty much. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
yes,
you
can't get the rest.
Exactly. Exactly. You can't pick and choose when you want to be a man.
No.
You can't say, okay. You can't say, okay, I want to be a man today, so you need to do what I want you to do today. But tomorrow when it's major stuff going on, okay, baby, whatever you want to do, I'm following you. No, no, no. You're the man. So I need you to be the man. I need to be able to follow you. And me being a spiritual person, I'm not a saint. By far, I am not a saint. But I cannot follow a man who's not following Christ or who is following any type of spiritual entity. You can't lead me anywhere because I'm not by far a dummy. You know what I'm saying? And that's just my outlook on the situation. If you're going to be a man, especially in 2017, and especially with us being of color, people of color, it's already hard enough for us. If you're going to be a man every day, all day, 100% of the time, not just when you feel like it or when you feel like your ego has been touched or when you feel like, you know what I'm saying, any type of way, and be able to talk to your woman about it. If you feel like she's not letting you lead and you don't see it going anywhere, let her know. Don't just sit up there and take it and then shoot slugs and feel some type of way. You know, do y'all get what I'm saying, though?
I get it. Let's get some male response. What do you say, D Ham? What do you think about the response here?
Oh Lord! First of all, this is my wife on the line, y'all. First of all, so everybody say hey to my wife.
I wasn't gonna tell everybody.
Here on the line. I want y'all to know this. First of all, this is my wife, and this is the stuff that we talk about all the time. So, I mean, my response to it is, I mean, you're right. A man should be a man every day. And if a man is not willing to be a man every day and handle his responsibilities every day, then my opinion on the subject, then, you know, you need to tap out. Like, you know, I feel like tap out. I mean, why put your own self through that? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
If you, whoever it is, if you're in a relationship, whether it could be friend relationship, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be together with, because friend relationships is just as difficult as a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like you have to, if it's not, if you don't feel like you're getting 100, then why put yourself through the situation? Why even allow that to dictate, even though you want to be the person to dictate how you move and how you decide to go with yourself, even though you want to be that person to be like, well, you know what, I got my man in every situation, what we gonna make it through this, or I got my girl in every situation, what we gonna make it through this. But sometimes gotta put that storm, because I learned this at church Sunday, gotta put the storm in your household for a reason. It ain't gonna always be a good reason. It ain't gonna always be a bad reason. But the reason is the reason, and you need to take heed in what that reason is and go on or work it out. One or the other. Point blank, simple as that. Either you gonna deal with it or you not. Once you, like my brother told me, once you get on the roller coaster and that bitch start going, you can't say let me off because it's over. You can't tell them in the middle of this roller coaster, oh no, let me off, I want to get off.
They ain't finna stop that. They gonna let it go right on, and you gotta ride it on out.
That way. So in a marriage, in a relationship, in a friend relationship, in whatever it is you got going on, in your music career, your music relationships, and whatever it is you got going on, whenever you hit them humps, you gotta ride that way. That roller coaster be rocky sometimes. You be like, oh Lord, this is a fire. This ain't stable, and you can't get it off. You gotta wait till it's over.
So you just gotta keep from a marriage perspective. I see where you could, you kind of like signed up for it. Could be better or worse. You don't ever know what the worst is gonna be.
You
have to put in that extra work to say, okay, I made this promise to God, I'm not gonna lie. Because I didn't know what his work was going to be, so this is it. Maybe he just don't want to work. Maybe he just don't want to provide, and this is his work. And I said that I'll better or worse. So if this is his work, then I got to take up the slack for that. And then you need to really just get a one-on-one accord and find out, am I the type of person that can handle this? Because if I can't, then maybe I do need to get with somebody that can work it out. Because for what I want, this ain't matching up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't matching up. So I got to get where I match up at. And that's where I want you to be, because at the end of the day, I will hope that people in a relationship want each other to be happy. And if I can't make you happy, then it's time to move on. It did bottom line, point blank, and period. To me, that's my perspective now. That ain't how I'm saying it should go, y'all. But that's just how I feel about it. And then,
your perspective is pretty much on point. I mean, like, I don't think anybody's perspective is going to be wrong. Nobody's perspective is going to be wrong.
Everybody's opinion. Okay, you haven't gave us your thoughts on yet, so go ahead and touch on it a little bit
As far as a man being a man, I look at it like this. Like, to me, the man is the provider and the leader. That don't mean that, like, he the only one with a job or none of that. If we both got jobs, I still feel, at the end of the day, if the bills ain't paid, the lights get cut off, as a man, I feel less than, because it's my responsibility and obligation, even if we both working. You dig what I'm saying?
When it comes down to it,
it's like I feel like my job as a leader, as a provider, as a protector, man, it's like that's my position. I'm holding that, like, against everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a steel wall against all of that when it comes to me and mine. And I think a lot of people have a problem with that. Like, I think that a car is a metaphor for, like, a relationship. It's only one steering wheel. We sit down, we have a discussion, we decide on the direction. Only one person can drive. Sometimes I'm tired and you can take the wheel. But I'm driving. We say we going to Disneyland, as long as you don't start seeing Magic Mountain or Busch Gardens or, you know, some other place in the foreground, just sit over there, man, and let me do what we agreed I was going to do. And I think that's one of the problems in relationships, because people feel like constructive criticism is nagging. You know what I'm saying? And too many people want to live their mean lives. You know, like, for every man that told you that you nag too much, that you talk too much shit, or that you too spoiled, No, it's not. Ain't nobody out there want a naggy ass, you ain't shit nigga, fuck you, I can replace you, I always got text buddies ass female. Don't nobody want you. You got 6 kids by 6 different baby daddies. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody want you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you pick losers, you create loser situations, and you try to drag losers into them situations. You dig what I'm saying? If you got 3 kids and you still not wearing protection when you sleep with people, you got issues. It's not nobody out there for you. You need to love yourself and try to get back with one of them kids' daddies. I'm not trying to be mean or spiteful or nothing. I'm just being honest. Nobody in their life wants a miserable person, and only you can make you happy. You can be happy with somebody, but you got to decide to be happy as an individual. See what I'm saying? An unhappy person can't be in a happy relationship. Because you're going to drag the relationship down with your unhappiness. Somebody can help you work through it if they already in a relationship. But you got to get your self-esteem, have your self-worth up to par. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nobody else's place to give you that. If somebody done cast a spell on you throughout your life, telling you was ugly and you was stupid, that you didn't know nothing, if you bought into that, you know what I'm saying, and you walking around wearing that product for the rest of your life, you know, I'm going to give you a different spell and tell you you smart, you pretty, you this and that. But if you don't want to buy into that, that's on you. I'm not going to stand at your door with my foot in the door, letting you slam it on my foot because I'm trying to tell you that you're pretty. And you're like, no, I'm not, though. I'm not smart. I know I'm stupid. It's like, I don't got time for that because it becomes real fast. You know what I'm saying? No, but no man got time for that because a woman that don't want to hear it, don't want to hear it. It's like it's a burden. Don't get me wrong. There's somebody out there maybe that can deal with all that, but that's a it's a big burden. A lot of people don't have no emotional house that huge to like house somebody's baggage like that. We can sit down at the door on the porch and we can move some of that stuff out while I move you in the house. We can't bring all that in here. My boy song is, I'm going to end it on that note. Previous cats. See what I'm saying? I'm not Tom or Joe or none of them previous cats. I ain't never hit you. I ain't never disrespected you. I ain't stole from you. I ain't played you. I ain't done none of that. I ain't cheated on you. So, you know, don't hit me over the head with that. You know, I can understand some stuff, but don't hit me over the head with that.
Okay, that's what's up. And thank you, LaToya, so much for your input. That was, you know,
you
a joy
to
have you over
Mo,
here.
Man.
Yeah, please do. Please do. Please do.
Yeah, you need to start listening to the show more often. We're going to have a conversation about you not listening to the show all the time. I ain't know that.
I do listen sometimes, but it's just like I try to just stay, I just try to listen and, you know, just stay in the background.
All you got to do is dial the number and put the phone down until you want to say something. That's all you have to do.
I don't think I've ever seen B-Ham this tame. He is, like, so tame right now.
This is what I was saying. This show, hey, Broski, this your lane right here, man. The husband lane, this you. It's like this the first time we're hearing your real voice on this show. This your lane right here. You got the knowledge.
Yeah, I like it.
Can't nobody get
smooth
in that lane. The husband's your lane, that's you. Yeah.
I know that's real.
He relaxed. He ain't stuttered. He ain't hesitate. His words just flow. This is his lane.
I'm not going to lie, y'all. I was nervous because I don't talk in front of people. I normally just sit and watch, and so that's why at first it was kind of shaky.
You
do it so well. You're so articulate. You're very smart, so... Yeah, he picked a good one. Very smart.
Thank you.
Okay, listen, you guys, we're going to get into some Dubtation Lionettes before we get ready to get out of here. She dropped some new tracks, and she has sent me a couple tracks over here, and I've been playing them for her. And I'm going to get into this They Don't Finish. When we come back, we'll give our final get out of here's and goodbyes and how you can find us. And Grind Hard Radio is up for the Diamond Award, you guys, and we are pulling for everybody on the whole network. Salute and shout out for all the hard work that everybody has put in, and we got our fingers crossed and hoping everything's coming out on top. So let's do it. All right, we're going to get to it right now. Dubtation Lionettes, They Don't Finish.
Love you like they say they do, but now my squad, he don't love you like he say he do, but we in love, she ain't got you like she say she do, but that's my sister, they don't love you like they say they do. Don't play, I'm cold outside. I'm a trusty nigga, and I'm on fire now.
popping on shit, popping on shit. Hey, I'm on sleep, hustling hard around for this team. I ain't tripping off of no fuck, nigga. I'm just out here trying to eat. But they don't love you like they say they do. They don't love you like he say he do. But we love. She ain't got you like she say she do. They don't love you like they say they do.
With the cocoa, iced tea, and I don't love hoes, but I do like a nice freak. Loving these thoughts is not an option, Loving these thoughts is not an option, Roll the window down and let the smoke blow. Push my seat back and let mommy give me closure.
Oh, city.
Loving these thoughts is not an option, Loving these thoughts is not an option, Roll the window down and let the smoke blow. We just want the money, we don't love these hoes.
Mommy, I don't do just sex, I just do the sex. I keep a hood, a blunt, a good, and a deuce of Bex. We headed to the rest, the head should do it best. And cutie might be half giraffe with the smoothest neck. She could improve the chest, new breasts could use a set. A playboy, so I'ma do the half and do the half. Hey yo, loving these thoughts is not an option, poppy. These oxy-popping twats can only get the sloppy toppy. We got the best head, keep a brother chest fed. With a fresh set of them D's, double-breasted. Little sweet niggas, no Dr. P. Mama Vado got these model hoes watching me and clocking me. Presidential penis, listen, this is real pimping. White House, lights out, pipe out, Bill Clinton. Don't mind the hoe, I despise the kind of fake it though. They got my dough, the only time you find me chasing hoes.
Loving these thoughts is not an option, Loving these thoughts is not an option, Roll the window down and let the smoke blow. Push my seat back and let mommy give me closer.
Oh, city.
Loving these thoughts is not an option, Loving these thoughts is not an option, Roll the window down and let the smoke blow. We just want the money, we don't love these hoes, no.
What's good with that face, baby? Uh-huh. I'm trying to see how many expressions it make, baby. Okay. You're good for one or well-rounded. I'll fuck up that outfit. Might get some extra time if your mouth is shit. Myself pose something cold, you should mount it. Send chills through your skin while you bounce. Make your friends wonder if they doubt it. And to a simple mind, I keep the clear mind and clouded. Straight up, no way around it. Yeah, every pound pounding type. Heavy on the thrust. Every intention to leave that ass swollen and bruised up. True enough, an upgrade for a new fuck. I'll be your crush, but we gon' lose touch. And you should figure and say that love shit for an R&B nigga. I'm just trying to get it in, I ain't trying to be with you. You can settle for a bag once I let the weed hit you. Got no game for no strange, cause one thing remains, nigga, hell nah.
Loving these thoughts is not an option, Loving these thoughts is not an option, Roll the window down and let the smoke blow. Push my seat back and let mommy give me closure.
Oh, city.
Loving these
thoughts is not an option. Loving these thoughts is not an option. Roll the window down and let the smoke blow. We just want the money, we don't love these hoes, no.
All right. You guys are going to get ready to get up out the dough. D-Ham, start us off with your info. How can we find and follow and get a hold of you?
Already, man. Y'all already know it's your boy D-Ham, man. You can find me on Facebook, Daryl Hamilton. It's a real name, man. I want to shout out to my wife for coming through, kicking it with us. Appreciate the support. Shout out to everybody, Sergeant Rock, man. Fix your phone, brother. Don't leave the church that early that time next time.
Bro. I know that, right.
Stay at the church house. Stay at the church house next time, bro. I don't know what happened to, what's her name? Lala Lili.
Lala had informed me that she wasn't going to be able to be here that long today. She did let me know that.
Okay.
So shout out to you, Lala.
You know what I'm saying? And shout out to Hey Roo. Shout out to Twitty B, man. You know, once again, it's your boy, IMD Ham. I'll holler at y'all next Saturday. Peace.
Okay, then. All right. The God Hey Roo.
Hey, man. You can follow me over there on Twitter, man, at HERUKHUTIREBORN. Other than that, man, you know what I'm saying? You can't find me nowhere, man, because I'm hiding from stupid people. You know what I'm saying? Thanks to everybody who called in, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to D Ham and his wife, man, for calling through, man. You know what I'm saying? Livening up the show, man. Add a different flavor, man. We got to do that.
Yeah. I'm telling you. Maybe we need to get like grind hard and get us a power couple thing going on over here.
Yeah, okay.
That's what happened. I just want to say thank you to everybody that called in, everybody that's listening via your computers, however you listen to the show and locking us in. We really appreciate you. And salute and shout out to the whole Grindheart family. Make sure you check out Grindheart Radios on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 11 p.m. They live every Tuesday and Thursday. Time to Bill had a new time this week. They aired on Friday. And I'm thinking that their days are still on Sundays. I'm not sure. We're going to have to get the truth on that. Make sure you check out Charlotte Champagne on Wednesdays at 7. You guys, just check out all the shows we got going on over here. We got a lot of stuff going on over here on Grindheart Radio. So make sure you just check out the network itself by visiting grindheartradio.com. And you can find out all the information, everything that's going on. You can find and follow me at TweetyBird, BYRD334. And you can also email me your songs. If you want radio play, put that in the subject line. If you want radio play and an interview, put that there so I know what type of response to give you when you submit your music. We need a pic, a bio, and two songs. Okay, Tweety Bird, BYRD334ALA@gmail.com. And we'll try to get you on and get you played. And I can't think of nothing else right now, you guys. Make sure you're safe out there this weekend. No drinking and driving. No driving and texting. You guys keep everything kosher. Okay, the lady said we got 90 seconds, so we're going to get up out of here and get off of her time. We're going to get out of here on some pick road. G-Funk, Carrie style.
GFB for life, baby.
It's time to get busy at this motherfucker.
Like we always do about this time.
Oh.
We back. I know it's been a while since I... Look, man, it's been a minute. Don't trip. B.E.G., the album soon come.
Big low, let's go.
Hey, yo, allow me to introduce myself. P.I. Double, Mr. D.I.Y. himself. And boy, it's been a minute since I've been as consistent. Had to switch beliefs like I'm changing religions. See, I used to sit back and wonder what y'all thought. And I sit back like, what the fuck was they taught? Easy to understand, I just want to be the man. That's in my own right and not in y'all's sight. See, some washed up, switch the detergent. They ride the wave and they complain about the current. That shit don't mix like two dicks and no bitch. But that's the script that y'all choose to stick with. Okay. Damn, y'all so woke. Whoa. Focus on the grassroots. Gotta build yourself before you lead your troops. And I'm just a messenger, same time competitor. Looking for my peers to start to think better. And yeah, that alone could be a waste of time. More focus on the me's than I focus on the eyes. I mean, you gon' get down or you gon' lay down. You gon' smarten up or let the BS run them up. Breaking the fourth wall, can't you see? And sometimes y'all thoughts, they be troubling me. I mean, y'all grown, y'all can think for yourself. Y'all can focus on the rich, I'ma focus on the wealth. You can focus on them, I focus on position. Few years later, let's see who shit cooking. Only focus is me, myself, and I. See my mom, aunties, and uncles combined. Lynn, Bruce, Sharp Kid, and a few others. Everything else, it can all get smothered. And that's what it is, that's just what it be. New album soon come, yeah, B.E.G. What's up, nigga? South Central, what up, one time. Inglewood up to no good, one time. Compton in the house, one time. Long Beach, Long Beach, Long Beach, one time, what up?
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Mm-mm.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me, I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Alright then.
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of here.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.